This is Chris McGregor. The work of Discerning Hearts really could not continue without your prayers and support. Between now and December 31st, please consider making a year-end tax-deductible gift. Click the Donate button on discerninghearts.com or inside the Discerning Hearts free app. Your generous support will allow us to continue the programming you have come to expect from us, like those from Father Timothy Gallagher, Dr. Anthony Lillis, Monsignor John Esseff, Archbishop George Lucas, and so many more. Please prayerfully consider supporting our mission, which is dedicated to those on the spiritual journey. Thank you, and God bless from all of us at Discerning Hearts.
Discerning Hearts presents How to Pray, A Practical Guide to the Spiritual Life by David Torkington. Episode 22, Traditional Devotions. Anything that helps to raise the heart to God is prayer. St. Francis de Sales. Many helps to prayer have stood the test of time, like the Rosary, the Stations of the Cross, and devotions to the Sacred Heart. These improvisations are good because they generally represent the authentic teaching and spirit of the Gospels.
Sadly, the ancient and traditional way of leading Christians onward through meditation to contemplation by using the scriptures was lost sight of over the centuries for a series of reasons that are fortunately no longer relevant today. You see, when Christianity spread along the famous roads built by the Romans, it found itself in rather rude and primitive surroundings compared with the sophisticated empire into which it was born. So from the earliest times it had always been the custom to translate the liturgy and the scriptures into the language of the people. However, how could you do this when the people had no language, or at least no written language, sufficiently developed to allow such a translation to take place? Then, by the time this became possible and more people were able to read, it was reformers unacceptable to the traditional church who first gave the people the Word of God in their own language. That is why the church has, for so many centuries, frowned upon, if not positively discouraged, the reading of the scriptures for the laity, although, thankfully, this is now ended. During these centuries, when ordinary people were starved of the scriptures, it was the prerogative of great saints and spiritual leaders to present the central mysteries of the faith to people in a way that they could be led on into deep prayer. Simple devotions grew up for the illiterate, techniques of mental prayer were introduced, and methods of prayer came into vogue, culminating in the meditation manuals that we have known almost up to the present day. Now, many of these helps to prayer have stood the test of time, like the Rosary, the Stations of the Cross, devotions to the Sacred Heart, the exercises of St. Ignatius, for example, and many others. In general, these various improvisations were excellent because they genuinely represented the authentic teaching and spirit of the Gospels. Insofar as they continue to do this, they can be used and used with profit to help guide people to genuine sanctity, as they have done in the past for centuries. However, the scriptures have been opened up to all once more, so they ought to be put in pride of place as the means of guiding any serious searcher through meditation to the profound contemplative union with the one who inspired the sacred scriptures in the first place.
You've been listening to David Torkington and How to Pray, A Practical Guide to the Spiritual Life. For more episodes in this series, visit discerninghearts.com, or you can find it in our free Discerning Hearts app or on many other streaming platforms.